this time, we will resume the September 18th, 2023 Board of Adjustment meeting and start with case number three.
It's case number 12862, Craig Frederick seeks variances from the front, rear, and side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Basin Street within the Bay Vista subdivision. The 911 address is 37456 Basin Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 39. The applicant is seeking a 1.25-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures, and 9.9-foot variance from the 15-foot rear yard setback requirement for existing building and stairs, a 5.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling, a 0.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for existing stoop and proposed covered entry. We have 5 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 5 mail return.
Good evening. Can you please be sworn in by Mr. Sharp?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yep. Craig Friedrich, 37456 Basin Street.
Nadine Friedrich, 37456 Basin Street.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
We do.
Thank you.
Okay, you can present your case.
So as you can see from our proposed drawings, we're asking for a variance to build straight up on the already existing one-story home, so a story and a half on the existing building with a portico on the front, which will be covering the existing stairs as they are now. We're also asking to enclose part of the existing guest house, which would then become a garage, and add a proposed covered parking in line with the already existing guest house property.
If I may, I just have a question here because there's a reference to guest house, and I think we should probably address this sooner rather than later. Do you have a special use exception, or is there one that we know of for this property for a garage studio apartment?
We were told when we purchased the home that it's not an apartment, it's a guest house.
Does it have cooking facilities?
Okay. Cannot be rented. All the utilities are together. Okay. The electric is under one name.
So no intention of putting cooking facilities in that structure at all? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That helps clarify some points that I'm sure the board, and I know I had.
Okay.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, along with the drawings and everything that we previously submitted.
Yep, we'll have plenty of questions for you.
Okay.
Any questions from the board?
Are you also proposing a new screen porch off the rear of the house?
It is in question. It, you know, something that we want to seek approval for. That would be in the... That is not outside of the building zone, so there's no variance that we know of for that.
And then I see what's called proposed frame deck off the rear of the screen porch. Are you still planning to do that?
Honestly, the reason why there's a question mark next to the screen porch and the new open deck is we're thinking of keeping that as is, but our builder proposed that we put it on here in case we wanted to move forward with either part of that.
So you are still asking for a variance for that proposed deck off the rear of the screen porch?
I didn't realize there was a variance for that.
The primary variances we're looking for, we actually didn't realize that there was a variance on that. Variance that we're looking for that really required to do what we want to do is in the front to build straight up with the existing front of the house to add that second story or 1.5 stories, and then to close in the covered parking on the side of the house that'll actually make a garage, being that covered parking is already in line with the guest house or apartment, so to speak.
So we're willing to remove that portion if you're stating that it needs a variance. Well, we were not told that it did.
One of the things you have to explain is one of the requirements is that it's the minimum variance needed to afford relief. And so if there's something you don't really need, you just want, you really shouldn't be asking for that.
Okay.
That applies to any of these variances that you're asking for.
May I ask a question about the deck?
Yes.
Will the deck be at the first floor level of the home, or is it a second floor deck?
It's ground floor.
Okay, so it could encroach, it could go as close as 5 feet.
It's more than 6 inches off the ground, right?
No.
It's not.
Where it says framed
deck.
Well, I have a question, because this is more for Mr. Werfel. Which deck are you looking at? Because
off the rear of the proposed screen porch.
Okay, now I'm showing that. Okay, so that's 12.6 from the rear. So you're right, it would need a rear yard variance there for that of 2.4 feet.
It won't need it if it's a first floor deck.
Okay.
It can be as close as 5 feet to the rear property line.
All right.
Okay, gotcha.
Only if it was second level, it would need to comply.
These things get rather complicated.
Yeah. Hey, we're learning.
we're new to the game.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right, so you don't need a variance for that. Okay. There's a lot here, so let me see if we can go through some of this. All of the existing structures, the existing house, guest house, stairs up to your second floor deck, all of that, did you put any of that in?
Mm-mm. No.
When did you purchase the property?
February of 2020.
Okay. And staff, are there any variances on any of this stuff?
The existing structures are about 50 years old in 1970. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Real estate rodeo.
What we're calling the guest house in the rear here, is there parking underneath of that guest house?
Right, there's one spot.
So it actually looks like a double story garage, and then there's a deck coming off the front that makes covered parking for one vehicle. So that's the part that we want to enclose to make a garage. And then that variance is again for that wall that encloses it, just so it stays in line with the current guest house and it doesn't have to come over, I think it's 21 inches. Kind of gives a funny look.
So you currently have a one-car garage, and you have parking underneath of the deck that sticks out in front of that.
We don't have a garage.
No garage.
We have a guest house that is two stories.
Okay.
Possibly when the previous owners erected that, we have no idea. Was that originally a garage? Was it a guest house? We have no idea.
Yeah, we were told way back when that it was possibly a garage. I'm confusing things by referencing it as a two-story garage.
So right now you currently do not have a garage.
We do not.
You just have parking underneath of the stack.
Correct.
Yep. So
right now, is this a one-story dwelling house?
It is.
No,
yep.
It's two. Oh.
Well, the main house.
No, the main house.
Main house is one story.
It's a one story. You want to make it like a 2.5 story?
Correct.
Full floors and then in the roof above.
And then, yes.
Correct.
Yep, you got
it. So our neighbors, 1, 2, 3, on our left side and our right-hand neighbor, all at 42 feet on 0.11 of an acre at total capacity. So our house looks like a midget. We just want to conform with our neighboring houses, and we're potentially going to make this our full-time house, so we need more space.
I'm probably going to have more, but I'm going to stop for now.
Okay.
I do have a question about the proposed covered parking.
Yeah.
Is that going to have... So you got the existing covered parking, which I'm assuming is a deck coming off.
Mm-hmm.
The proposed covered parking, is that going to be a deck off of your home, or is that just going to be covered?
No, it would be more of a carport. Yeah, pull my old Jeep underneath it.
So will that go, so you're going to have this enclosed, meaning the current deck, and And you're going to have extended covered parking in front of that, is what I'm understanding?
Correct.
Okay. Now, on the front of the existing, are you going to put any kind of door or anything on it? Or is it just going to be just completely open?
There is a door in the, do you have this?
I do. Yeah, this is just a lot to go through. Thank you. And I thought I heard you say this, I just want to understand, you're going straight up from, which was a existing non-conforming portion of the dwelling, straight up from that line?
Correct.
In the front?
We would like to.
The covered entry is covered in this, correct?
Currently, no.
In the, okay, all right, just making sure. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi there.
The, in your application under uniqueness of property, you make the statement, Mr. Williamson was asking this, not asking to build out of already existing structure planes and footprints, just in line with existing footprints. So I'm confused with the proposed site layout document. Could you bring that up, please? So I see the shadowing in the middle, or the absence of shadowing, existing one-story frame dwelling, but I'm looking at shadowing around it that, at least to me, represents a build-out from the existing. So are you going straight up, or are you coming out?
I'm not sure why that's shaded like that. Yeah, we're going straight up. Yeah.
Hey, do you see why this does not represent that?
It does look funny to me as well. Yeah, I do see that.
So this doesn't represent what you want to do?
It does. I mean, if you measure it out on the property, it is in line with the existing building.
Okay, so it's saying the existing building is 1,800 and maybe is an 8 or a 6?
Existing building, 1,573.
Yeah, old eyes. And you're proposing to go to a 1.5 story?
Correct.
1.5 story or 2.5 story?
Well, we're proposing to go up 1.5, so it'll be 2.5 total. Stories total.
Okay, maybe the simpler way to say this then, does the solid line around the outside represent your existing footprint?
Yes.
It does.
Okay, thank you.
Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I just want to make sure that I got this right. I know you just went through with Dr. Carson, but looking at the dwelling, you want to go the dwelling up. You're not going out any further on the side, rear, or front with the house. The guest house in the back, there's going to be no change in that as far as side, rear. It's just same place it's going to be. Correct. You've got an existing frame stair that's next to that. No change in that. That's going to be there. And that, those structures that I'm referring to, the house, the guest house, and that have been there for 50 years or more.
As far as we know.
Yeah. All right. The balcony off the guest house is not going to be changed. That's going to remain in its current place, correct?
Correct.
So the only two things that I'm seeing that would be additions that would be new, I mean, the addition to the house is new. And that would require a variance. but you're proposing new structures of this carport in front of the balcony, the one that says proposed covered parking, correct? So that's going to be a new, completely new structure on that property. And the portico over the front of the house, is that right?
Correct.
And that would be covering your front porch?
We don't have a front porch, we just have front steps. It would be covering the existing front steps.
Now, would that be enclosed or just a kind of a?
Just a top, like a roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But that stoop already exists, you're not going out any further than the existing porch?
Correct.
No, yep.
All right. So, okay, that kind of helps me understand it a little better, hope the board as well. Looking at this, first of all, do you have any well and septic on this property, or is it all public water?
All public.
Are there any drainage issues on this property?
None whatsoever.
Are there any drainage issues in the neighborhood nearby?
We have a marina about, I want to say, 4 or 5 houses down, and occasionally with a huge storm, I mean, I think we've had one since we've been there where the marina had water in it, but nothing on our streets or in the properties surrounding us.
We're also not in the flood zone.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the opposition concerns. One of them raised something about parking is an issue in the neighborhood.
We have more parking than 90% of our neighborhood. We have a driveway that accommodates 2 cars in the front and 6 cars on the side, and the Jeep goes under the existing deck.
Yeah, you can't, on our street, you can't park on the street itself. It's too narrow. So all parking needs to be either in a driveway or the cutouts, which many of us have in the front of our
proposed carport, I presume, you don't believe will have any impact on the amount of parking you provide on your property?
We'll have the exact same amount of parking. Just where they park now will be covered, and then the Jeep, where we park it now, will be a garage, which will have space for 1 car. So, again, we have at least 6 or 7.
Why is the new carport necessary?
He has a Jeep that...
But the standard here is it's got to be necessary, enable, reasonable use of the property. If it's a want and not a need,
we distinguish
between that.
Yes.
So, you know, the thing that we look at on this is you have a rectangular lot that's 75 feet by 100 feet, which, based on what I'm reviewing on the tax map, appears to be of a similar size as other properties in the neighborhood. Is that correct?
So the typical property is 50 by 100. So we're 75.
So you're larger.
We're larger.
And so like the 3 next to us to the right are 0.11 of an acre, which is 50 by 100. The one to the left us is 50 by 100. And both of those, I mean, if we're talking about parking issues, they both have 2 parking spaces.
Well, the issue isn't, isn't a parking issue. It's one of the standards that this property has to have some unique physical characteristic. And because of that, you can't develop it in conformity with the code. Now, what you've said is you have a house that you'd like to do an expansion of, and you want to build within the same footprint, and you're not going to expand beyond that footprint for the house. But you also have proposed this carport that's also going to be on the property that's going to take up part of the building envelope and outside of the building envelope. So you've got to meet this standard for all the variances that you're seeking, both the existing and proposed structures. So the question that I'm asking you is, what is unique here about the property that necessitates you needing the carport in this location?
Well, all we want to do is build in line with the existing structure. I mean, we can build a carport a foot in and be within the building standard.
Well, one of the standards is it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can build, and I think Mr. Werfel noted this earlier, if you can build in compliance with the code, you're deemed that you should build in compliance with the code. So if you can do it, then you're required to do that.
That's...
I understand.
Is there a reason why that carport has to be at that level? If it's just to be in line with it?
Yeah, it's more for aesthetic reasons.
Okay.
Is the whole reason. I mean, just to have like your curb appeal at the front.
Okay.
Look like everything's in line.
It's not like you can't fit your vehicle that you need to fit in there if it was a foot...
Oh, no, we could. Yeah, we definitely could.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more just aesthetics for that purpose.
Okay. Did you, it seems like you, looks like you worked with a designer on these, and did you look at other options as trying to get the, it looks like additional square footage for your house and other things on the property that I presume it wasn't cost effective to do that, to kind of tear down and rebuild in the footprint?
Right, right, yeah.
Had there been any complaints about the location of the existing structures on the property that you're aware of from any neighbors?
No, I mean, most of the, if you look through Bay Vista, ours probably offers more relief on the required setbacks than a lot of the garages or extra buildings in the neighborhood. Like the garage directly behind us actually sits right on the, our property line. So it's very, I mean, it's, I guess traditionally in the past, over the years, it's an old neighborhood that, you know, people just did whatever they kind of wanted to do. We're not asking for anything out of the norm, I guess, of a lot what a lot of our older neighbors already have in place.
I don't have any further questions at this time, but the board may have some for you.
Any more questions from the board?
So, again, I'm going back to this garage. And you have the building on the back. So I'm trying to understand this, and I just want it on the record. If you have this garage that you're building that's under this deck, is it going to go further back? So that building is going to be closed off from it. That's going to be a standalone garage. So you're going to have, it's going to be double long.
No, it's going to just, so where the, so if you can kind of picture this deck coming out, that's about a car length and a half.
I can see it from there, but I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, so if you kind of picture the deck being a car and a half length long, that's what would just be, all of a sudden there would be a door on it, and then a wall put on the one side, just to enclose it for the winter type of thing, so...
It will be closed off from the existing two-story building.
It will
be. That was what
going on. Yep.
Sharp's point, you know, you have a garage, and I understand the point of the Jeep. My thought process is, why not put the Jeep in the garage?
Yeah, and it will be in the winter. I think it's more of like ease of use. And again, going through this process for the first time, is, hey, this is what would aesthetically look really good. It would meet our needs. Apply for the variance type of thing.
What's the property look like currently? Does it like need some work, or I mean, would you consider what you're going to do aesthetically an improvement on the current state of the home?
Transforming.
Yeah, it would. And so, like Nadine mentioned earlier, there's three brand new three-story boxes that have gone up next to us on the one side closer to the water. And then there's building 19, I want to say 95, there's a three-story 42-footer right next to us. So yes, it would fit in perfect.
So currently you would say maybe it doesn't fit in with the character of the neighborhood. With these improvements, you'd think it would be more in character with your immediate part of your neighborhood. Would that be safe to say?
So we're trying to do the best of both worlds, and I think that's why so many of our surrounding neighbors were quick to sign off on it when they saw the picture of what it would look like, because it'll give us the space we need, but it'll look like it's the character of old Bay Vista, just a bigger version. And not these cookie cutter three story boxes, so to speak, that just max out square footage. And so we're trying to do, again, like I said, the best of both worlds, where we get the space that we need, but then we also aren't conforming to what seems to be the norm of the neighborhood, which you know, I know some neighbors are against.
Okay, thank you. You guys can take a seat for just a second.
Okay.
Took the Bible.
Good cut.
Okay. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? See anybody? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Not seeing anybody. Is there any further questions from the board? Okay. At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12862. Is there a motion for case number one? Case number 12862.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12862 for Craig Friedrich for the requested variances. I believe that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Just to clarify, is this to approve all the requested variances?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think that this proposed covered parking meets the criteria, so I vote nay.
Okay, Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, case number 12862 has been approved.